what was the big reason behind moving the museum in the first place?
Well, this decision dates back, as you said in your intro piece, about 5 years. So in the lead up to the 2015 New South Wales state election, then Premier Mike Baird announced 2 weeks out from the election that the government was planning to move the Powerhouse Museum from its site in Ultimo to a new site in Parramatta. Unfortunately, at that time, there was a bit of a city versus Parramatta feud, which was completely unnecessary. But when they did announce it, they gave no indication whatsoever about what they would do with the existing site of the Powerhouse. And that's why, and so for a number of years, there has been a great, passionate community campaign. The arts community has really been behind it, about retaining the Powerhouse in its current site, but importantly, sharing its amazing collection with another site in Parramatta and potentially also in their Castle Hill storage facilities. So this is something that is a really welcomed announcement by the government. It shows that they are investing in jobs in the city and in Parramatta, and that we're going to have two amazing Powerhouse museums, one in Sydney and one in Parramatta.
Yeah, definitely. And this is kind of just going on what you just said there. There is obvious monetary costs that are going to happen by keeping the Ultimo site. It's forecast that it costs about $25 million per annum to operate the site. And also, the site does need a little bit of work, as I'm aware. Obviously, it does have monetary costs. But I guess, what are the benefits that justify this sort of decision?
Well, the Powerhouse is a much-loved museum in its current spot. It's something that, because of its proximity to Central Station, is actually accessible for people from across the state. Also, it became clear that the cost of moving significant amounts of its collection from the Ultimo site to a new site in Parramatta would have been hugely prohibitive. So, actually cheaper not to move the collection. And to make sure that we do have a world-class museum in the Powerhouse. And yes, there needs to be more work done to make sure it can achieve its full potential. And I look forward to working with the government towards that. And this will, again, be a major tourist destination for people right across the country. And it would be great to see it activated in new and different ways as well.
Yeah, and just as well, going off what you said, the decision, it's going to have four sites now. So we're going to have the existing Ultimo site. Obviously, there's some of the collection at the Sydney Observatory, the Discovery Centre at Castle Hill, and now in Parramatta. What, I guess, the art sector has suffered so much this year already. What do you think this move is going to do for the sector?
Well, I hope this move gives the sector confidence, and it's great to see the New South Wales government acting to protect the arts, as they have, by keeping the Powerhouse Museum in Ultimo and creating a new museum in Parramatta. And it also shows the importance of never giving up. And if you truly believe in campaigning for something, you stick at it, because sometimes you can be successful. And so I pay huge tribute to all of those people who campaigned so long and hard with me to serve the Powerhouse.
It has a special place in my heart, I have to say, after going there in schooling and looking at the train. I always found it quite exciting as a kid, so I do admit I was a bit sad when I heard it was moving. I think a lot of Sydney-siders would be, so I am glad that the campaigning did have a positive aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is a museum that does hold a special place in many people's hearts, whether it is those items that you saw, or the quilt collection, or the fashion and design elements in it. It is a museum like no other. And it's wonderful news that it will be staying in Sydney.